remind the old dog, she really smells.
Lorraine Emery just wrapped up her typical eight-hour shift at the Bellamy Creek Correctional Facility in Ionia. She drives an hour to work each way for a shift, and as soon as she gets home, she changes her clothes.
I'm gonna get out of my uniform. I don't like to bring the prison stink into the house.
We're sitting in her kitchen in Diamonddale, just outside of Lansing, and it smells like the apple cookies Emery's daughter made. She pulls her hair down. Emery's a tall woman with a contagious laugh that fills the kitchen, kind of like the smell of the cookies. Emery is telling us about the time a fellow officer was assaulted while he was picking up inmates on a work crew. She says she knew before it happened that her job was dangerous, but this was something different.
You see assaults, right? I myself have been assaulted. But this officer was stabbed with a pitchfork, and he had a pickaxe taken to him.
The officer almost died, and Emery says that changed everything for her.
And I remember thinking that, oh, wow, that could have been any of us.
That danger is always in the back of Emery's mind. She's one of more than 6,000 corrections officers in Michigan. She says her prison is well-staffed, but everybody's got to work mandatory overtime at least once a month. In the past, it's been more, and even now, depending on when your turn is up, you can end up working 16 hours straight. Chris Gouts is with the Michigan Department of Corrections. He says overtime is an issue that they're working on. Part of that is better recruiting, but it's not an easy job to recruit for because it's not a career path that people typically consider.
If you think about growing up as a kid, you played cops and robbers. You didn't play convict and corrections officer.
When those extra hours and mandatory long shifts are combined with the stress of ensuring dangerous criminals are housed, fed, and kept safe, stress is almost inevitable. More than a quarter of the officers meet the diagnostic criteria for PTSD, according to a recent study on Michigan corrections officers. 5% of the officers who participated classify as a high risk for suicide. That risk to a corrections officer's mental health is something that the department is conscious of.
Even one officer suicide is too many, and we've had far too many this year and the year before, and it's the number that we want to continue to bring down.
It's unclear exactly how many suicides are committed by corrections officers each year. Gouts says the department believes there were 2 suicides in 2016, 7 in 2017, and 1 so far in 2018. Those were suicides where the state of Michigan's Traumatic Incident Stress Management Program team was called in to help a fellow employee deal with the death. The Corrections Officers Union has different numbers.
Officer Deshaun Van.
This spring, about 100 new recruits graduated from officer training and are on their way to starting jobs across the state. After the ceremony, there's cake and coffee and lots of hugs and pictures.
And I want to work with people and help them become the best people they can be. And I thought this would provide me that opportunity.
Joe Wilkins will be at the Central Michigan Correctional Facility. Wilkins says the stress and overtime is a concern looming in the back of his head. He has a plan, though. He's going to work out, keep a level head, and really try to leave the job at the job.
But my wife is my rock, and I'm sure that it'll always be that way, and we'll just get by with her being there. So makes me emotional. I'm sorry.
State prison officials say officers like Wilkins are put on notice early about how stressful the job is. The department created a wellness team a few weeks ago. The team will explore ways to help reduce stress, help officers deal with seeing a traumatic incident, and make sure employees are comfortable asking for help. I'm Shayna Roth in Lansing.